Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es aber, es Perikei Mishnah Yud, Arba Midois Ba'adam. There are four levels of Midois in man. That's when it comes to share things, or an attitude that you have in regard to my things and your things. Listen carefully. Number one, Shali Shali, Shalacha Shalach. This person says, Shali, what's mine is mine. Shalacha Shalach, what's yours is yours. Zu mida beinonis. This is like in the middle. He doesn't want others to have enough from him. He doesn't want to give any enough. So on the one hand, you're still selfish. Well, can't you let others have yours? But at least he doesn't expect that others should give him. I don't want to give away my hard-earned money. You don't either want to give away your hard-earned money. Now, v'yesh amrim zu midas sedayim. Some say, no. This is the attitude of Sedayim. So the Batanura explains this. How could you say this is Midas Sedayim? Sedayim took everything you had. Sagt the Batanura, Karav Hadavar Lavoi Lidei Midas Sedayim. In other words, if this is your Mahalach in life, I'm not asking you to give me anything. You don't ask me to give you anything. What's going to happen is eventually you're not going to want to share anything with anyone else, even if it doesn't cost you anything. And that's the behavior of Sedayim. In Sedayim, there was a rule. I don't care if you don't lose. You don't let anyone else gain. This is something we have to be very careful about. A lot of times a boy in yeshiva and cheder, can you please move over so I can stand next to the window? You don't care to stand next to the window. Well, no, don't tell me what to do. What does it bother you? You're not losing anything. Or many other such examples. We have to make sure that we do the opposite of Sedayim. There should be a will within us to want to help. We become a different kind of a person then. Vaitra says the Mishnah. You have a person, this is his attitude. Shali shalach, what's mine is yours. I'm willing you to have hanah from my things, no problem. But a shalacha shali, what's yours is mine. It's like the Mishnah, Ama Aretz. He's an Ama Aretz. He's not a bad person. But he doesn't chap. It's not good to take from others. Sayna metanas yichya. It's good to give. When you give, you invest down here in this world in an Olam Haba that's going to last forever. Vaiter says, the Mishnah, you have people that say, Shali Shalach, what's mine is yours. Shalacha Shalach, what's yours is yours. Chassid, he's a chassid. He wants very much to benefit other people. They should have hanah from him, from his nechassim. But he doesn't want to take things from others. This is a chassid. A chassid in the lashon of the Mishnayos is a person that does things lefnim mishuras hadin. Shali shali, a person who says, what's mine is mine. V'shalacha shali, and what's yours is also mine, the Rasha. This person is a Rasha. You know that the Chavetz Chaim was very, very makbid. Never to take anything from everyone. He gave everything away. Who did more for tzedakah than the Chavetz Chaim? Who lived with nothing himself? Who explained so powerfully what it means to give tzedakah, to be machzik Torah? But despite that, Chavetz Chaim never wanted to take anything from anybody. If he would eat a meal by someone, he would pay for it. Once the Chavetz Chaim came to a town Shabbos and he needed a place to leave his wallet or money, he left it by the local Rav. It was right before the Zman. The Chavetz Chaim was looking out the window back and forth. The Rav asked, what's the problem? He didn't say anything. Metzai Shabbos, the Chavetz Chaim refused to accept back his money. He said, why? The Rav said, why? It's your money. He said that there's a halacha. You're not supposed to either lend someone money or let someone watch something for you unless there's either a written shtar or edim or witnesses. Because let's say the person denies that he ever got it. There's no way to disprove it. And by you giving it to him without proof, you're over v'lifnei iver l'asitin michshel. That means causing someone to do an aveira. Literally, don't put a stumbling block in front of someone who's blind. So the Chavetz Chaim said it was too close to Shabbos. There was no time to write a shtar. I didn't see any edim. And here I have to give it to you. So not to be over this aveira, I decided I'm giving it to you as a present. This way, if you don't give it back, you're not over an aveira. So the Rav said, Rebbe, take it back. I'm giving it back to you as a present. So the Chavetz Chaim said, no, I don't take presents from anybody. I give presents. I don't take presents. So what did the Rav do? He put it on the floor and said it's Hefker. He said, so now you could take it from Hefker. But imagine how far the Chavetz Chaim went to make sure he's always on the giving end and not taking.